Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome back to the Jeremy Scott Fitness Podcast Radio Show, coming to you on this Tuesday evening here with an episode titled Why I Wake Up at 3:50 a.m. Every day, 365, no matter what. Now, really quick, a lot of you who have been listening to the podcast for an extended amount of time, you've heard me talk about this before intermittently when I break down my typical day, when I talk about my work day. And obviously, if you follow us on YouTube, you've seen us kind of follow a day in the life video of me. And again, if you guys haven't seen it, you can pop on YouTube and type it in and kind of watch the entire day breakdown. I think when we'd filmed that, the earliest we were doing stuff was probably about 6-ish, and then I was waking up at about 4. Now it's 3:50 because our day starts at 5 a.m. here. But again, I've been getting up, you know, before 4 a.m. for probably the last, I would say, 5 or 6 years now. Really quick, it's just kind of ingrained in me who I am. It's, you know, become my pattern, if you will. My body just kind of naturally goes to sleep and wakes up at the same time. The alarms, honestly, at this point are kind of just, you know, an emergency backup, if you will. Now, this is coming from an Instagram post where I got probably 100 questions from you guys. It showed the times that I wake up. I shared my alarm. Guys, if you follow on Instagram, you know the post I'm talking about. I basically set, you know, 3 different alarms all within 3 minutes of each other, 3:49, 3:50, and 3:51. And typically the 3:50 is the one that I wake up at, and I have little notes by each one. So on my alarm clock, it'll say 3:49 a.m., make the most of your 86,000. That is the seconds in the day. That's kind of like my prompt to, you know, get up. And then if I'm lazy, I just click it, and then the next alarm goes off at 3:50 a.m., so about 60 seconds later, and that one has a little message that says, don't be a lazy ass. That's usually the one that gets me up and gets me moving, because I really pride myself on not being a lazy ass, even though as a young kid, my dad would call me that a lot, and deserving for sure. I was definitely a lazy child when it came to housework. I didn't want to do it, but who the hell wants to shovel snow when it's cold or mow the grass? That's not fun stuff. But the last one that goes off is at 3:51 a.m. And if I'm still laying there at that point, that's the one where it says, today is a gift. Respect it and get up. And because clearly it is, there's a lot of people out there who don't have the same luxury, you know, that I'm going to have. If the gift, you know, I got for the day was just opening my eyes, that should be enough to motivate me and get me moving. But to answer the question, you know, my daily alarm, why I set it for, you know, 3:50. I don't want to sound like an asshole when I say this, but if you're asking the question, I feel like you've already lost. And it's going to be hard for me to explain it to you. Well, why would you wake up so early? Well, for one, this is a service business, and we serve people here, obviously digitally and in person. We have a couple hundred people here in person and about 3 times that many on the internet, depending on what time of the year it is. And so we work when people don't work. That's kind of what this life is, and that's what I signed up for. And a lot of my friends that are in the fitness world that are, you know, kind of in my arena still think it's crazy that I run a brick and mortar facility, because of the opportunities now that have come my way with, you know, corporate deals and speaking and sponsorships, and with the digital world of how many people we can reach and what we can do. And we've, you know, can scale it basically as big as we want to. But I give a shit about these guys, and I try to be present for them as much as humanly possible. Now, I can't be at every single group we run. I can't work with every single person here individually. It's just gotten too big, but I know every person who comes in the door here, you know, brother, sister, mom, dad, we know about their lives, and I care about them. I think that's an important piece, the human element. So one, why I get up so early is because I want to be here for people regardless of when they come. So if they come at 5 a.m., I want to be able to see them, you know, at least 1 or 2 days of the week. If they're here at 6, I want to see them, you know, pretty much every day of the week. 7, 8, I want to be here for the evening stuff too. So I try to be present for them when they're here. That's one of the reasons why I get up at 3:50. The second reason is life is so much easier when you can operate when the rest of the world isn't operating. For me to drive here takes almost no time at all because there's no traffic. There's no stoplights. There's nobody in my way. When I go into Starbucks, you know, at 4:22 in the morning, I'm typically the only car there. Or there might be one, you know, weirdo ahead of me ordering a caramel frappuccino and like a pastry, which I don't understand why you'd eat that at 4:30 in the morning. But sometimes I hear them order and I'm like, just, you know, shaking my head as I facepalm it in my car. But the reason I do it is because you get so much more done when the rest of the world isn't around in your way and bothering you. And I don't mean to sound that like I'm a complete alien mutant introvert, which I am, but when I'm here, especially like on a Sunday morning at, let's say, 6 o'clock in the morning, and I'm in here on my computer, or we're recording podcasts, or we're creating programs and content, or just going through the logistics of, you know, our business, nobody's here to talk to me. Nobody's here to play music, or they need help or assistance or a walkthrough of a movement, or they have a problem. I basically can just do my thing unimpeded, and I'm free to get a ton of stuff done. So that's the second reason I get up so early, is because I get more done by 7 o'clock in the morning than most people get done the entire day. And that's not a knock against anybody else, but when you're unimpeded to just return emails, it doesn't take you an hour. You get that same stuff done that takes most people 90 minutes. You do it in 22 minutes. So I do value time just as much as health, and I try to be very mindful of it, and I try to use it the best that I can. So that's, again, probably one of the biggest factors, is just, you know, being able to be so productive and so unimpeded to make progress. Otherwise, there's no way I could be this far along in this world, in this life, starting from scratch with no money and no clients, no resources, and really no, you know, education to the place that I'm at right now. The last reason I get up this early, well, I'll give you like 3 and 4. I'm not a genius. I'm really not. I don't think anybody who meets me honestly thinks that. I'm not as smart as a lot of people in terms of IQ. Now, emotional intelligence, sure, I think I have a leg up on most people that I meet. And again, that's not knocking them. It's just, I know I'm very realistic of what my gifts and my weaknesses are. And there's a lot of things I suck at and I'm terrible at. But understanding people emotionally, of where they're at, and being able to relate to them and give them what they need and also what they want at the same time, I think I'm good. But in terms of IQ, I'm not. I have to study. You know, in college, I probably studied 4 times as much as the normal person to get the same grades. Like, yeah, my GPA was super high, but the same guy who graduated with like a 3.8 GPA, like, I had to die to do it. And I'm not saying that they didn't try, but I know I tried way fucking harder. I just had to. I'd go to the math tutor every single day I could. And I would ask any questions humanly possible. And I couldn't figure it out. You know, like, there's just certain things I don't get academically, so I struggle with it. So for me to learn in our business, right, like how to run Infusionsoft, like how to do certain things that, like, at the beginning I couldn't pay other people to do, it took this Herculean effort for me to just to cover the gaps. And I always figured if I woke my ass up at 3:50 and all the people who are way smarter than me were waking up at 6, well, shit, that's a 2-hour head start every single day. And over the course of a week, I'm like, man, I just made up 14 hours. And if those people are waking up at 8, I'm like, shit, I'm making up 4 hours every single day. So I'm getting, you know, essentially like a year and a half's work of work done, or 2 years of work done in a single year. That's going to propel me that much quicker. That's why I did it. I didn't do it, you know, to seem cool, or that I was like a grinder or a hard worker, or that I was fancy. I literally just did it because I didn't think I had any other fucking option. I really just thought, this is the cards you're dealt. You have this skill set. You look this way, you move this way, you feel this way, you think this way, you have this emotional intelligence, but you're lacking in this, you know, IQ area where some other people are better than you. I'm like, well, I don't know how to make myself naturally smarter. I can become more educated. I can read, I can study, I can listen, and I can absorb the information and I can use it. However, that's going to take time. But if I'm sleeping my ass in till 8 o'clock, that's not going to do it for me. I'm never going to become this person. I'm not going to become, as AC would say, Jeremy Scott Fitness, by sleeping until 6 or 7 every single day. I'm not that talented. I'm not that fucking smart. I'll let the geniuses and the talented people do that. I'm the guy who's got to wake up and, you know, grind his face off. So that's probably one of the biggest reasons I do wake up so early, is because I don't feel like I have another option. The last reason, it's a gift. It really is, that you can wake up and live this life. And I believe we're living in the greatest transition of power and time for people like me, who have a voice, who can, you know, essentially impact, you know, markets. We can impact hundreds of thousands and millions of people. We have that power from our phones. You're listening to right now on your iPhone, or through your radio, or your Bluetooth, or your computer, or your MacBook. That probably wouldn't have been able to happen for a guy like me 15 years ago without a massive budget. And even then, I don't know if I could have got on the air. Now I have the power to do that. So I feel like I have almost like an obligation to give back to people. So I don't want to waste that gift. I don't want to waste the opportunity. I don't want to waste the time. just laying on my ass and being lazy. Now, I'm not saying you have to wake up at 3:50. If you can do the work between 7 and 7, that's awesome. I tend to just get up and do it earlier because, A, we serve people early, and in the days we don't, I'm not impeded by the rest of society and people aren't getting in my way. I can just get a lot of stuff done before the rest of the world essentially, quote unquote, wakes up. And admittedly, you guys, I don't need a ton of external motivation these days. And I promise you, sure, there's days where I want to sleep in. And it'd be much easier, you know, especially here in Arizona when it's cold for us. Now, I use that. I grew up in Minnesota where it's negative, you know, 20 degrees. It's cold here when it's 40 degrees and it's dark outside and you just don't want to move. You want to sit inside your house where it's 75 and you have your fire on and your dog's there. And we still do fires here in Arizona because I'm super soft now. I couldn't make it through a Minnesota winter. So respect to all my people in the Midwest who are still doing it. But I admit it would be much easier a lot of days for me to just to sleep in and, you know, watch Ninja Turtles and eat cinnamon rolls and Captain Crunch. And yes, I am eternally a 9-year-old kid deep down at heart. And that would be super simple for me. And a lot of times when I'm really, if I'm tired or I'm stressed or I'm exhausted, or I got a lot of, you know, the days where I call it, you know, eating shit, where I have to put out 5 fires and I know it's not going to be a fun day because I have to have uncomfortable conversations and emails and we have to work on certain things to forecast for the future that necessarily don't light me up. I like fitness. I like working with people. I like having fun. I like creating things deep down. Artistic inside. I can draw. I was just never good enough to draw to make money doing it. But I like to draw. I like to paint. I like to create stuff. And now those things don't really make money because I'm not good enough to get paid for the shit I would make. But I'm creative in this life, in this world, and I enjoy it. And I realized, you know, a long time ago, taking the easy route is me wasting a gift. It's me being selfish. So I feel like by me sleeping in and not doing what I'm supposed to do, I'm being selfish for me. And sometimes you have to, for sure, and I'm selfish in my own ways, but not that way, because I believe this is like a gift and I don't want to shit on it and I don't want to waste it. And what I understood years and years ago was the easy route today ends up creating a much harder road in the future. It's always like we say, do you want to pay the price today or you want to pay the price down the line? And I would rather pay it today and reap the benefits of the hard work later on. It's why I believe in fitness and bodybuilding and sport and working on a craft. It's like you go to the gym and you put in this work and it's painful as hell and it sucks, but you get to reap the benefits the next week, the next month, the next year, 5 years and 10 years. You're building a foundation all the while enjoying the process, even the suck of it. Even as much as split squats suck, you enjoy the process of it. So even as much as it sometimes might suck, waking up at 3:50 in the morning, it's a gift that I can, that I get to open my eyes every single day. And that's how I really feel about it. I don't know how else to describe it. I almost feel not anxious sometimes, but I guess that's what you would call it. I feel almost anxious to get in here and get the stuff done I have to do and the stuff I want to do and I want to create. And the way I feel is if I do the responsible stuff, our P&L sheets and customer acquisition and, you know, FEOs and the lead funnels and all the stuff that makes this thing run and makes money, I get to do the fun stuff. And selfishly, that does make money too on the back end to create and to podcast and video and content and all that stuff. But I feel blessed to be able to do it. So most people listening who ask why you get up so early, that seems crazy, why would you do that? They're a lot of times searching for the home run or the lottery ticket for success, when in reality, for most of us, there isn't a home run. There isn't a lottery ticket. There isn't a multi-million dollar idea in your head. Your multi-million dollar idea is just you showing up every day, consistently over time. It's the simple daily rituals, habits, and routines that we often overlook that will bring us the things that we want. And trust me, I get it. I'm not naturally a morning person. It's not easy for me every single day to get up before the sun. But understanding it really is a gift that thousands of people won't get the same luxury that day makes it a much easier habit to create and to understand that, you know, you're blessed to be able to do that. And I think all of you guys listening, like, you have a lot more gifts than you realize. And so no matter how good or bad, you know, life may seem, you know, in the moment, you know, even today, if you're listening to this, you wake up every single day and just be fucking grateful that you got to wake up and be grateful for your life and the fact that you still have one. And just really make the most of it. And that's the most basic way I can say it and I can explain it to you guys. I just, A, I feel blessed to be able to wake up. Two, I'm not as smart as a lot of people, so I have to do it. And three, you just realize, like, wow, it becomes, these habits, they change you. And even if you're, you know, I hate the phrase, you know, fake it till you make it, but I don't know if I'll ever naturally be a morning person. I think if I didn't do this, I could wake up at, you know, 6 o'clock in the morning, for example, stay up till midnight, or 7 o'clock and stay up till midnight or one, and still be as productive. But this is the industry I'm in. This is a life that I've chose. I still want to work with people for as long as A, I can, and two, is as long as they'll have me and be able to tolerate me and hang out with me. And the last thing I'll leave you with is this. When you work in the service business, and again, I have to say this, there's a lot of my friends who think I'm fucking crazy for still doing this. They're like, Jeremy, you can do all this other stuff to make way more money. You don't have to wake up so early and be here, you know, with these guys. And again, running a gym can be very profitable. I'm not saying it doesn't make money, and we have a very good life. Everybody here is happy, and it's great. But there's a lot of other things you can do to make way more money that aren't as taxing, you know, on your schedule and on your time. But I give a shit about the people who come here. I really do. And the way that I always thought about it was this. Back when I would show up at 6 in the morning in our old warehouse space that had no air conditioning and no heat, and it'd be, you know, January, the first year I'm in business, and it's cold as fuck, and I'm freezing, and only one person is coming to our 6 a.m. group, and his name's Dan Stamos, computer repairman who bought his, you know, homerun.com deal for $19, $8.50 of that, which I got. And he's the only guy I had at 6 a.m. for a month, every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And I know he had no money to afford our rates at that time, which were also dirt cheap. But I felt, hey, man, if Dan's going to show up and come here and listen to me talk about fitness, and I was terrible at the time, I had some bands and some mats and maybe probably 3 sets of dumbbells. I had no fucking equipment. I had no money. I didn't know what I was doing. I was terrible. This guy made a conscious decision to wake up 3 days a week and show his ass up at 6 a.m. in the dark, in the cold, when he was tired, to try to make his life better. So I felt an obligation to that. And every day when I come here early, even if I'm tired or I got shit going on in my personal life, professional life, and I'm just, these people are making a choice to show up here before 5 a.m. and hang out with us, work out with us, share their lives with us, share their stories with us, be instructed by us. They could choose to do anything in the world at that time. They could work out at the 10 other fitness places that are a baseball's throw away from me. They could work out at the other 50 fitness places that are within 10 minutes of this place. They could do anything for their fitness. They have literally endless choices at this point. Cheaper places with more times, more options. I don't think they're as good, side note, but they have other choices. Or they could spend that time sleeping next to their husband or wife, getting their kids ready for school. They could do anything else in the world with their time, but they are choosing to spend their lifetime, the most precious fucking gift they have, with us at 5 o'clock in the morning on a Monday. You tell me how I can't get jacked to show up for that. I owe it to them at the least to try to give them our very best, or to hire people and put people here in place to give them their best who care about them as much as I do, or as close to as much as I do. So that, you guys, is one of the biggest reasons I do get up, because people are choosing to spend their time with us and I feel an obligation to help them the best that I can. And on the days I'm not here, I just get a lot of shit done. I've become very productive. I don't know many people who have put out more content than we have in terms of just YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, 3 emails a week, minimum every single week for 11 years. The blog posts we have, they're into the thousands. Tumblr, LinkedIn, Twitter, you name it. I try to really just solve problems. I'm not posting stuff so I can see it. I don't need a scrapbook of my life. I've lived it. I know what's going on. We literally try to create these things to help you guys be the best version that you can be. So, short answer, that is why I wake my ass up so early, 24/7, 365. And people ask, well, what do you do on vacation? Honestly, I've said this before, I still wake up before the alarm even goes off. I've never missed work here because I slept in. There's been 2 instances where it was close, where I was extremely exhausted, tired, and was sick, and I took NyQuil and I had a fan on, and I couldn't hear my alarm go off repeatedly because I do not sleep with my cell phone in our bedroom. I put it in our master bedroom, and we closed the door, and I almost didn't get up, but my body self-regulated and got myself up. So again, the alarms are just basically in case of emergencies. But what I do on vacations is I always wake up before the alarm, and what I'll do is, as courteous to my wife, so I don't drive her nuts, I'll look at my phone on the lowest setting, and I'll try to get rid of emails, return emails, and forward messages to our team and our people, and just jot down ideas. Or I do a lot of my reading at that time. So again, I don't read the news, but I do follow, you know, the markets. So if it's like CNN business and stuff, just to see what's going on, or read different prospectuses or things that interest me, or if it's fitness content articles from my friends or homies that have sent me, and just maybe catch up on sports even for a minute. I'll do that early in the morning. So that way I clear my plate. I don't have to look at ESPN for more than 5 minutes to see what happened the night before, and I can just move on with my day. So even when I'm not going to come into work, which if I'm in Scottsdale, I'm going to show up here. It's just what I do. I'm a robot. I'm, you know, kind of wired to do it. But if we're on the road, or even on vacation, if we're in Greece, or we're in Italy, or we're in Hawaii, wherever it is, I'm still there, and I can see it on my phone. I try not to wake her up, even though she'll probably say, you know, most of the time she sees what I'm doing, and she kind of, you know, it's a gift and a curse. She gets to reap the benefits of this life, but she also is cursed by it, having to, you know, sleep next to me and my dog and do my thing. But that's kind of my day. I wake up, you know, like most people, 3:50, hop in, you know, take a shit, you know, take a shower, brush my teeth, get my clothes ready. If they're wrinkly, I throw them in the dryer because I'm a dude. I don't iron. I don't fold. It's not how I roll. I feed my dog. My dog wakes up when I do. She gets her treats. She goes out, goes to the bathroom, and then she comes back in. I pet her for about 5 minutes. She walks back in, lays next to my wife. She goes to sleep. I get the rest of my stuff ready, any documents or computer, kind of load up my Gatorades, hop in, get the Starbucks, grab my cold brew. Again, wish I could go to a local place, but there is no local place open at 4 o'clock in the morning. Grab my cold brew, drive into work, pop on the lights, music, door, boom, ready for business. That, you guys, is what I do 24/7, 365, for better or for worse, because I feel that I need to. I feel I have an obligation at this point. I'm just basically programmed in to do it. So most days I really probably wake up at about 3:30, but if nothing else, I lay there and try to, you know, catch maybe an extra 20, 21 minutes of sleep and then head on into work. So hopefully that answered your question for all of you guys wondering and asking, but that is what gets me going. And I have to say this, it's not just about money. Obviously, we run a business here. We make money. I'm not going to complain. I'm happy about it. And when sometimes we have financial goals here that we, you know, want to make X amount of dollars per quarter, per year, per month, whatever it may be, or per program we run, and different metrics that I want to hit personally, as well as our team does. But the money doesn't do it, man. I can make a lot of money doing things way different than this. And I can make more money outside of fitness than in it. I know that because this space isn't geared towards that. And that's not what gets you up at 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm not going to wake up for, you know, just an extra couple $1,000. That's not going to do it. Shit, I wouldn't wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning if they said, Jeremy, if you wake up at 3, you'll make an extra $10,000 a month. I'm like, it's not worth it to me. Now, if people were here and they begged for it and they cared about it, that's a different dialogue altogether we'd have to have. If they truly needed it and I truly thought that's what they needed to be successful and we had to help them, then we could maybe do that. But money can't just get you up that early. You have to have a deeper why, something that cuts so deep. And again, it's not what you do that'll get you up, it's why you do it. And that's why I do it, because people need it and I give a shit about them. And that's our business. We're in the people business. We're in the business of caring about people and helping them, you know, meet them where they're at as best we can. And if that's at 5 o'clock in the morning, so be it. Again, hopefully you guys enjoyed that. Again, just my quick rant on why I wake up at 3:50 a.m. every single day. If you guys have any other questions on my schedule, my life, and what I do, feel free to ask. I'm an open book. I'm happy to share it. Like I said, again, it's just who I am at this point, and it's what I do, and it's what I become. And whether that's my natural tendency or not, that's kind of the life I'm solidified in. At some point, it might change, for sure, when I'm, you know, old and bald and retired, if that becomes a thing for me. And we'll talk about that when I get there. So anything else you guys want to hear, shoot me a message, send me an email. I'm happy to record it. If you are on iTunes, stop, don't be a lazy ass. Wake your ass up tomorrow at 3:50. Get on the podcast app. Scroll down all the way to the bottom. Hit me a 5-star. Leave a comment. Even one sentence is truly appreciated. And if you're on your MacBook or obviously your iPad, click the iTunes icon. Same thing. Ratings and reviews. 5-star it and leave a message. I truly would appreciate it. And if you think this podcast can help anybody else wake up early or be more productive or become motivated or just have a different point of view about what you can do if you really make the best use of your time or when you really become inspired, please share this with them. That is the biggest thank you guys can give to me. Beyond, you know, buying anything from us or doing anything we do, that stuff's all great, but really just sharing the message and helping somebody else is probably the best way you can pay me back. So I appreciate you guys for listening. I need to go home, get to sleep quick so I can wake my ass up back at 3:50 again tomorrow. So until next time, eat well, train hard, be nice to people, and please, you guys, regardless of when you wake up, just keep doing shit you love of people you enjoy because your life is too short not to. I will talk to you all soon. Peace.